put your folder over there on the table and I'll get you a book.
For the first time in her life, Jamaica Usher is homeless. Since April, when the family was evicted, she and her four children have been living in rooms provided free by the Salvation Army. The Ushers are among America's large and growing class of working poor who don't earn enough to support their family.
It wasn't like it was just me. I had four little ones following and looking up to me. So it was scary. I feel like I didn't have anywhere to turn to.
The last few years of economic upheaval have been scary for a lot of Americans and for the nonprofit agencies that serve them. At the Nashville Command of the Salvation Army, Lieutenant Colonel Charles White has seen a fourfold increase in requests for help, unprecedented in his 45-year career there.
I had someone the other day just come into our office here and say, I'm embarrassed to be here. Last year I was contributing to the Salvation Army, but now I'm coming to ask for help myself.
And just as more families like the Ushers are asking for housing and other help, benevolent agencies are seeing a downturn in charitable donations and government assistance. White says Nashville recently lost a $400,000 federal grant. He fears still more cuts ahead.
We understand the need to balance the budget, but we also see the direct impact that has here on the street at the local level on families and individuals who have no place to turn other than the Salvation Army and agencies like us.
One of those other agencies is Nashville's Second Harvest Food Bank. The charity provides free meals to more than 400,000 Tennesseans in need of food assistance each year. Like the Salvation Army, Second Harvest has seen a dramatic increase in requests for help and an equally dramatic downturn in donations, according to the food bank's Tasha Kennard.
Federal and state funding dollars are shrinking. Donors are experiencing fatigue because they've helped pitch in during this great time of need over the past 3 years, and they're at a point to when they may not be able to give at higher levels any longer.
And that has agencies like Second Harvest and Salvation Army worried, because the last 2 months of the year are traditionally the time when Americans make their largest charitable donations.
During November and December, our food bank raises 60% of the necessary funds and food to provide 14 million meals to this community on an annual basis. So we've got to raise 9 million meals in 60 days. For us, that is a huge challenge.
A challenge to be sure, but a challenge that has had some positive effects.
We've had to be innovative. We've had to be more collaborative than ever before. And so our organization has grown drastically in terms of our capacity to serve this community in ways we never thought possible. And we're proud of that.
Yeah. Turn around. What part is this? Is this the end?
Jamaica Usher is feeling some pride as well. She recently completed her high school education and is now taking classes on financial management. She's even seen some positive changes in her children.
They realize now that you cherish what you have and you don't take it for granted. And I think that's going to take us a long way. I think this place has brought us closer.
Usher says her family has also learned patience. It's a trait that they and the charities that serve them will likely call on often as the American economy recovers at a glacial pace. For VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.